There are times that we, in our petitions towards God, often beg God to reveal truth, reveal himself to us, in the hope of mystery disappearing. But what we often find is that as God reveals himself in truth, we are encountered with greater and greater and greater mystery. God enters into the covenant with Abram, who becomes Abraham. Name change. Something new has happened. Name changes are important. We even do it today, right? Last name changes. Important. Something new has taken place. Enter religious life. Name change. Something new has taken place. Taking a confirmation saint. Something new has taken place. God enters into a new covenant with Abraham, an old man who in many ways and the way of the world is already dead. Not only is he dead, but he has no physical descendants, and his wife is well past the age of conceiving as we understand naturally. And yet God speaks and says, you will be the father of many nations. Things just got very interesting. He didn't just say, you're going to be a dad. I'm going to give you an heir. I am going to make you so prolific that from your very being will flow nations. As God reveals himself, we find ourselves inside greater and greater mystery. See the same thing happening in the gospel text today. Jesus is simply speaking the truth. And yet, he seems to be enraging those who are listening to him. If you keep my word, you will never see death. Clearly, Jesus isn't speaking about physical death, but the death that is the separation, the eternal separation from God. You will never know this separation if you keep my word. Isn't it interesting? If you keep my word, you will never know death. Why? Because his words are life. To enter into communion with life means you cannot have death. Why? Because you are in communion with life. And it's not just life the cereal, this is life with a big L. This way for you. He is life. To receive his word is to enter into communion with life itself. Of course you can't see death. You're in communion with life if you receive my word. He's crazy. Did you hear what he just said? He's crazy. We know you're insane. We know that you're insane. Jesus says, I've come to reveal the Father. The one that you call God, I call Dad. And I've come to reveal him, and you don't even know who he is. But I know him because I'm from him. He speaks the truth. You're not even 50. How in the world could Abraham rejoice in your day? And he pokes at them. He doesn't lie. Before Abraham came to be, I am. He didn't say I was. He says I am. When Moses asks God who it is that I should say has sent me to Pharaoh in order to free the people, you will say to him, I am who am, has sent you to him. Jesus is speaking the name of God. I am who am. Remember in the water, storm's going on. They're in the boat. They're petrified, terrified. And they see Jesus walking on the water. They think it's a ghost. And they start crying out in fear because they see the ghost. And what does he say? Do not be afraid. I am. Jesus is speaking the truth. And as he speaks the truth about who he is, we enter greater and greater and greater into the mystery of God. It's funny, right? As he reveals himself, it should get more clear. But such is our God. As he is revealed, the mystery becomes greater. So, my brothers and sisters, get ready for this coming week as we enter into the mystery, as we celebrate it, as we enter into it. Do not think that you're going to have all your answers come Easter Sunday morning. If you enter into it well, you will be more and more in awe of the mystery that is our God. Amen.